say H-O-I-S-T.
H-O-I-S-T, Hoist? Oh, a Hoist, I think. Yes.
Yes, that's what I meant. Okay. How would you greet somebody if you saw them, say, 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Good morning.
What would be the latest of the day you would say that?
Before noon.
Okay. What would you say to them after that?
Good afternoon.
And after that?
Good night. Or good evening.
You would say good night, though, when you're leaving them? Would you say good night when
goodbye.
You're greeting somebody?
Oh, no. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Right.
Usually.
Okay.
Yes.
So the only time, only situation in which you would say good night is when you're leaving.
Leaving, right.
Okay. All right. What would you say to somebody during the daytime if you're leaving?
Good day.
Okay. And if a farmer started to work before the sun came up, you'd say he started to work before
dawn.
Okay. Any other word?
Before daylight.
Okay. Anything else?
Before day.
Okay. What about something with the word with the prefix sun in it? He started to work before.
Before sun up.
And he stayed out till after.
To sundown.
Okay. And this verb, that he went out before the sun had.
Before the sun rose.
Okay. And he stayed out. The sun had already
arisen.
He got out there in time.
Sunrise.
Okay. In time to see the sun
rise.
Okay. All right. Today is Friday. Thursday was.
Today's Friday.
Yeah. Friday is today, so Thursday was
yesterday.
Right. And Saturday is.
It's tomorrow.
Okay. What would you say if somebody came to see you, not this Sunday immediately past, but the one before?
Sunday before last.
Right, okay. What if somebody's coming to see you, not this Sunday, but the one following? You'd say he's coming to
Sunday
see you.
Week.
Okay. And if somebody stays at your house for, oh, from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
half of the month.
Do you hear people around here use the word fortnight?
Fortnight? No.
Okay.
What's fortnight mean?
About 2 weeks.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
You'd say, let me look at my
watch.
Okay. If it's exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
Half past.
Anything else?
Or 7:30.
What if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10? What would you call that?
10:45. Oh, 15 minutes after 10?
15 minutes later than half past.
Oh, it's 8.
You got it right first time.
10:45.
Any other way of putting that?
4 to 11.
Okay. So talking about something you've been doing for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
Okay. 1979 was last year. 1980 is
this year.
Okay. A child has just had his third birthday. You'd say he is
3 years old.
All right. And talking about something that happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened just about
this time last year.
Or it happened just about almost exactly
this time.
Or a year.
A year ago.
All right. And a few things about the weather. You might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
How would you describe a day? Oh, I guess like today, a lot of blue sky, very few clouds. You might say, well, it looks like it's going to be
a beautiful day.
What about the opposite? If it's dark,
it's going to be rough today. It's going to be.
Well, what kind of day would you call it?
It's a blurry day.